This weekend was the last weekend of Christmas. It was the weekend of the baptism of the Lord. And that is the Sunday that actually, if it wasn't the baptism of the Lord, it would be the first Sunday of ordinary time. Because actually, today is the beginning, really, of the first week of ordinary time. And that goes up right up until the week that we have Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of February this year. So it's this week, and ordinary time is my favorite time, to be honest with you, because it's a little bit more organized. And during ordinary time, we'll be hearing more from the Gospel of Mark, which we heard from this weekend, on which I preached. So we look at that during this time, and then, of course, Lent comes along, and we follow along that pattern. In Lent of this year, we're going to be hearing a lot from Mark, as always the case of year B, and also, because it's the shortest gospel, a lot from John. In the meantime, this is a homily is talking about the role of the Holy Spirit, because it is here for the first time we see the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son all together, but we also have this understanding of the Holy Spirit coming into the life of Christ, and he comes into our life at baptism and, of course, of confirmation. So that was my focus of my homily, is looking at the action of the Holy Spirit. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and at catholicaudiomedia.com.
Today is the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, the last day of the Christmas season. And today becomes nothing more than a memory of an historic event if we do not understand it. We know that when Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan, it is one of those times in the Bible, it's actually one of two, that we see all three members of the Trinity. The other time is the Transfiguration. So we can say at this moment that this is an important time in the life of Jesus, and as important as the Transfiguration. Since this blesses baptism, it also makes your baptism as important as his. Just as the Holy Spirit comes upon Jesus at that moment, so does he come upon you. And it's the beginning of your relationship with Christ. You receive the Holy Spirit at baptism, and then in the fullness at confirmation. You are invited to be led by the Holy Spirit. In fact, that is the point of our understanding of the baptism of the Lord. Jesus blesses the waters of baptism and invites you into relationship with the Holy Trinity. From that point on, Jesus is led by the Holy Spirit and calls you to be led by the Holy Spirit as well. This is not an automatic thing, as much it is a call to be attuned to the Spirit in your life. Did you ever meet someone who was so distracted by his or her problems that he or she was unable to see the beauty of, say, for example, a wonderful sunrise that surrounds the person? You try to get the person to snap out of it, but they are so distracted, they cannot see anything and barely acknowledge that the sun is, in fact, even rising. Oh, yeah, the sun. Yeah, it's rising. So anyway, what do I do about this thing happening tomorrow? This is kind of what our relationship with the Holy Spirit can be like unless we can be attuned to him. Baptism opens the door to the Holy Spirit in our life. Then we need to be attuned to him working in our lives and leading us, him leading us. And that's where prayer comes in. Pope St. John Paul II explained that John the Baptist, through the Holy Spirit, learns of the mission of Christ. He is then able to point everyone to Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, you too have an invitation to know Christ in a way and to better understand his mission and yours as well. Through our relationship with the Holy Spirit, we can have a deeper understanding of the world around us so that we can maneuver through this world with a different focus and seek to do more the will of God. The Lord is speaking through the Holy Spirit to his people that we must trust and turn from fear. so that we have the clearer vision on how to deal with what is coming up in the next year. Those who are lost in fear are blinded by it. However, Christ calls us to trust in his presence and hold tight to him. We must stay focused on where he is leading us. We learn to turn from fear by being attuned to the Holy Spirit given to us at baptism and in fullness in confirmation. Keep in mind, that is just one of the examples of how the Holy Spirit works in your life through the relationship that begins in baptism. Remember, once Jesus is baptized, he is led into the desert where he encounters the temptation of the devil. The Holy Spirit brought Jesus to the presence of the one who seeks to completely overcome him and destroy his mission. When you go through your difficult times, do not assume that the Holy Spirit is not involved. I've had to learn that as well sometimes too. And sometimes the most difficult experience we have in our lives is what prepares us for a way of serving God in the future, gives us the strength, gives us the ability. But we have to see it through the guidance of the Holy Spirit who leads us. When we instead focus on the difficult situation, then we can be distracted and blinded by the incident and never see the Holy Spirit's presence there at all. We become unable to serve Christ to the level that he calls us. Focus on Christ through the guidance of the Holy Spirit given to us at baptism. He leads us to a trust and a faith. And the more we trust, the more we grow in the faith. The Holy Spirit came to you at baptism in its fullness at confirmation. He is with you as Jesus demonstrates trust in his presence in your life. Seek to follow his inspiration in all things. That grace to do this comes to you right now. People need to see what trust in God does. And they can see it when you practice it by being attuned to the Holy Spirit given to you at baptism and confirmation. And when you do it, they see it. And when they see it, they learn to trust.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path, so be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. Don't forget, we have our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can actually connect to our new newsletter, which you'll find through Substack. We have a Substack newsletter, and it's a newsletter slash website, so you subscribe to it. It's not going to cost you anything, but just check that out. And you can find that when you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on where it says, join us at Substack, and you can check that out. Also, you can go right to Substack with CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. And don't forget, when you're at CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can send us a message, you can send us a prayer request, you can give us feedback, you can listen to the archives of the show. There's so much you can do there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we were listening to my homily from Sunday. Actually, it was Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I brought in that whole concept of we're called to listen more and more to the Holy Spirit. And that's really what it means to be Catholic. I think one of the hardest things that we need to help people unlearn is the whole concept is that we have to try to be good people so we can get to heaven. Because, in fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes it clear that's not possible. We can't be good enough to get to heaven on our own, and there is no concept being good enough to get to heaven. We have to be in relationship with Christ. So therefore, Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2098 says, and I don't have the words exactly in front of me, basically it says, you cannot live the Ten Commandments. You cannot live the commandments, it says, if you are not a person in prayer. And that prayer means that relationship. And the more we're in a prayer relationship, the more we can be attuned to the Holy Spirit and hear the Holy Spirit in our lives and act on His guidance and respond as He leads us through life, especially through difficult times such as what we are going through right now. So being attuned to the Holy Spirit is an essential part of what it means to be a Catholic. And I had to learn that through experience. I didn't learn that in a textbook. I didn't learn that in a classroom. I learned that through experience. And one thing that really helped me to understand it even better was doing the interview I did with the associate producer of the movie Two Crowns, and obviously seeing the movie that was about the life of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. That movie tremendously affected my spirituality, and I maybe saw that maybe 6 months ago, and it really changed my whole way of looking things once I saw that movie, and I do believe it was an answer to a prayer. But I learned all of that through experience, and the movie helped me to understand my experience and to put everything into practice. It was powerful. We'll talk more tomorrow right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. See you tomorrow. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.